Hello, I'm Peter Ross. I'm Principal Librarian at Guildhall Library. Guildhall Library was founded in the 1420s and existed until about 1550, when all of our books were confiscated by the Duke of Somerset. And the library was then refounded in the 1820s to serve the officers of the corporation. It gradually became a public library. Indeed, it's probably the first public library in the country. By the 1860s and 70s, there was obviously a need for a building, and a building was designed and built in Basinghall Street, where we occupied the space for about 100 years till we moved into our modern building in 1974, and we've been here since then. We're essentially a library of London history, so we have the largest collection in the world devoted to the history of a single city, some 200,000 books. Dating from the 13th century right up to the 21st century, we continue to collect on that subject. We also have an enormous amount of material on other subjects, so not just London history, but local history covering the whole country, including Scotland, Wales and Ireland. Things like specialist collections, including the largest public collection of cookery books, books on wine and food in the country. We also have collections relating to clocks and clockmakers, watches and watchmakers. That's the largest collection in the world devoted to that subject. Odd little collections like those devoted to the Fletchers, makers of arrows, etc., relating to the guilds of London. And then we have law reports, important historic law reports, parliamentary papers, Lloyd's Marine Collection, which is the most important collection on the history of shipping movements across the world from the 1740s to today. And we also act as an archive for the livery companies. So within our building are housed the archives of 80 of the livery companies, with material dating from the 14th century right up to today. We also have the archives of Lloyd's of London and the Stock Exchange. Probably the most famous items that we have in amongst our collections, one is the First Folio. So the First Folio of William Shakespeare, published in 1623. It's important that we have it here because it was gathered together and produced by his fellow actors, Hemmings and Condell, who lived in this parish. And there's actually a monument just outside our window to the First Folio published in that year. But we also have a Third Folio and 2/4 folios and quartos as well. We have a copy, a very important copy of Magna Carta. And we also have a deed dating from 1613, which is signed by William Shakespeare, one of only 6 authenticated signatures in the world. It's a sort of buy-to-let property that he invested in Blackfriars. Like any other public library in the country, we're not although we specialise in history of London, we are open to absolutely anybody who wants to come and use us. We don't have membership. You can just turn up and you can see 99.9% of our material with having no membership whatsoever. If you do need to see rare items, then it's best to bring some ID with you, or if you want to see some manuscript material, you can join the City of London Libraries, which would act as your ID. Anybody from anywhere in the country can join the City of London Libraries. We're open 6 days a week, open on Saturdays as well as during the week, 9:30 to 5, and we're open to absolutely anybody who wants to come and see their items.